can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is absolutely a wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, and one video that went viral on my Twitter X account this morning was put out by the Michigan House Republicans, where they basically, standing together in a press conference, Speaker of the House Matt Hall, joined by State Representative Matt Maddock, who is part of the Appropriations Committee, Ann Bowen, who is a former clerk, accountant by trade, who had gone through the entire budget, line by line, knowing everything that was in the previous budgets by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Democrats, for the last few years, finding $5.6 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, the media, the Democrats in the Senate, and the governor, her office, not her personally, because she's, of course, in Japan, came out and said that, oh my gosh, a budget under $80 billion, they are gutting our state government. Well, it was kind of a very clever tactic, wordplay, that Ann Bowen, when she got to the microphone, said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Republicans are gutting the state budget in Lansing. She said, no, we're not gutting anything, we're cutting. Arts, and I can't even get the words out of my mouth. Arts and crafts, cultural grants. Arts and crafts, cultural grants. Glass blowing, barbershop quartets. This is insanity that the Democrats have been paying hundreds of millions of dollars for this kind of garbage. 4,277 phantom employees that they put aside money to pay their salaries, their health care, their 401 retirement plans, and never hire them. Well, if they didn't hire them, Randy, what'd they do with the money? They expunged it. What does that mean? They moved it around into other departments. to spend it on whatever they wanted willy-nilly without having to justify and have any accounting of it because it was considered salaries. You can't make this stuff up, people. They went through this budget line by line and came up with a budget $6 billion less than what the Senate Democrats passed, $6.2 billion less than what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, wanted, and said, that's it. That's the budget. We're done. He says, when he brings Sarah Anthony, they don't want to get into a negotiation with Matt Hall and Ann Bowen because they know the budget better than they do. Republicans know it better than the Democrats, forward and backward, and they don't want to negotiate with them. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Text me any messages, questions for him. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie is in the house. If you have any questions, please text them to me at 231-360-5140. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I got one right out of the gate.
Sure.
A good patriot friend of mine, Pat, says, we have a 96-pound rescued chocolate lab. He is extremely anxious when traveling in a vehicle. Suggestions?
Usually we can give him trazodone is usually the drug that we use if we got dogs that are really, you know, they don't settle down. Now, like my dog would be agitated for the first, you know, like 15, 20 minutes or whatever, but then he just lay down and go to sleep. But if you have a dog that's agitated all the time or like that, then we'll use trazodone a lot. You can get that from your vet. And they do have some herbal things over the counter that you can get at the pet stores, and sometimes those help just take the edge off. So,
but you're talking, when you're talking trazodone, you're talking some dog that is literally sitting back there and shaking to death the whole trip.
Yeah, you know, you don't really want to, you know, if he's only doing it for the short period of time, then I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. He'll lay down. But if it's the whole time, then yeah, you're kind of across the line where you probably need a little pharmaceutical intervention there.
Yeah, now one thing that Tim Roberts' company has, Patriots Relief.
Yep.
He sent me a bottle. He has small breed, and then he has large breed CBD products for him. And he told me, because Mr. Snoop is a rescue as well, and every time we're going to go in the vehicle, Jeff, this poor dog's been through, I think, three or four families, right?
Yeah.
He thinks that we're taking him to another home and that he's going to be dropped off. He'll never see me and Vicky again.
Yeah.
And he's going to another house, and he literally gets on his bed in the back there in the Yukon and just shakes like a leaf. Well, Tim told me to give him a full dropper of it about 2 to 3 hours before we're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that has seemed to really help. Why would CBD, is that somewhat of a herbal type of remedy you were referring to that might be a good solution as well?
Yeah, you could try that too. You know, like I said, the cannabinoids have a lot of different effects that we're still just learning about at this point. And the biggest thing is not everything's going to work for one dog. I've had people that do that and it's fine. And it works really good, but I also have people that are, you know, like, well, we tried it, but it didn't really work.
It didn't do anything. Yeah.
So you never know till you try it.
Till you try something. Yeah. Yep. And how do you spell the other one that you mentioned, the pharmaceutical from the vet?
I didn't know I was going to be a spelling test today. just a minute. I got to write it. I'm a visual speller.
Trazodone?
Yeah. Trazodone.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how come I can never do spell, because I can't. I got to write it down.
You got to do the phonic thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, listen, you've been doing some research, and you've been looking at white papers, and you have been looking at all kinds of different treatments regarding ivermectin and some other drugs. Explain to us what you've been researching.
Well, what I've discovered or learned. Is that we have, I'm going to throw a shout out to a colleague here. We have a vet here in northern Michigan that I just found an original research paper that he published. And the title is Ivermectin, Mebendazole, and Fubendazole in the Treatment of Cancer. And what it is, it's not a clinical study, but it's a journal. Our article research where you kind of done what I did. And it's Dr. Randall he's over there by, I think just north of Traverse City. And the guy's got he's got a DVM degree, and he's also got a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, which I did not know. So I read his paper, and yeah, it's very interesting. A lot of things people are talking about. One thing that kind of come with this, have you heard about the parasite theory of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. So when I started digging into this, and what I hear people say is like, oh, parasites cause cancer. Therefore, if you have cancer, you have a parasite. Well, that's kind of not what that means, because I went back, I read what, you know, Dr. Randall did, and then, you know, of course, he's referenced the papers that he referenced, so I go back and kind of read the papers that he was referencing. What it is it's two separate things. some parasites, like some tapeworms and things, are known to cause cancers. But what they're talking about is the similarities in treating a parasitic disease is very similar to treating cancer. So instead of looking at, you're almost looking at cancer like a parasite instead of as a disease, you know, some other kind of disease process. And the ivermectin, the mebendazole, the fenbendazole have actions very similar to a lot of our chemotherapy drugs, like the bendazoles. What they do and how they kill parasites is they inhibit what they call microtubule formations. And this is like the little skeleton inside a cell. Cells have little skeletons that kind of help them maintain their shape. And part of these tubules is also what helps move things around inside the cell. So like when that cell divides, all right, you've got to somehow pull that cell physically. It's got to pull apart. It is these microtubules that do that. And a lot of chemotherapy drugs also target microtubules too. And that's why the mebendazole and fenbendazole are working, because they're very similar to, you know, some of the chemo drugs that we're using. And I just, you know, it's just finding out a lot more with this too. And now I actually found some doses, and, you know, thanks to Doc, I've got some doses and I've got some plans that, you know, I'm kind of waiting to get my next confirmed, not that I want to see one, you know, but, you know, get the next confirmed case. And sure, there's been, you know, because I really think this is something that we should try. Now, when we talk about people, mebendazole, M-E-B, okay, and fubendazole are cousin drugs. They're not the same drug. Mebendazole is actually studied in humans and does not have a lot of side effects, you know, and things like that. And it is actually licensed for people. Fubendazole is a veterinary-only drug, not a lot of studies in humans, and it has to be metabolized through the liver. So people with liver, or animals with liver problems, you know, you got to be a little careful in using that one. So, you know, because I know there's a lot of websites out there that talk about people taking, and people have taken the fubendazole and been fine, but you got to understand you're kind of going outside the box there on that one a little bit.
Right, right. That's not FDA approved for human consumption. No.
But ivermectin and mebendazole do have human product out there.
So, got it. So now, to back the bus up a little bit, what you're basically asking listeners to hear and to share with others is that you are actively looking for dogs and or cats, or just dogs at this point, that have cancer have been told their animal has cancer, and they want to look for an alternative treatment in the process. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, yes. I mean, I found, of course, this article here, you know, primarily is focusing on humans, but fubendazole and ivermectin I can use it in cats, too. It's licensed for cats. I mean, we use it in them. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. And the other thing that actually Doc brought up in his research here that I kind of forgot about, diet. How important diet is in preventing cancer, and how important diet is in treating cancers. Cancer cells are carb freaks. They love to run off carbohydrates.
Okay.
So part of the treatment, and he's got a schedule in here where they talk about, I got flipping through it here, like a holistic view. We're not just going to throw ivermectin, fenbendazole at you, and boom, there you go, you're set. You got to look at the whole animal. You got to look at the whole person. And one of it is to go on what they call a ketogenic diet. Hello, Dr. Atkins. But that's kind of the same thing we've talked about before about diet. You know, get those carbs down, get out.
Yeah.
Go on to, you know, more vegetables, fats and proteins, and what it will do is starve out, I'm kind of using air quotes here, it will supposedly starve out the cancer cells, but still feed your cells, to the point that Science Diet, or Hill's Science Diet Company, does make a diet called ND, or neoplasia, which is the word for cancer, neoplasia diet, which is specifically that. It's basically the Atkins diet for a dog in a can. So if somebody didn't want to home cook a diet like that, they could, you know, we can get this food, you can order it through Chewy, really. But you can get this food, you know, a vet would have to order it for you. But that has shown to help assist, you know, in treatment of cancers. There's still no magic bullet, you know, it's such a pervasive thing and such a weird phenomenon that you have to, it's like treating arthritis. You got to come from every angle.
Yeah.
You know,
well, one thing I want to interrupt because you just hit a nerve with me. Vicky and I have been married 41 years. Every since I've known her, she is a carb freak. Mm-hmm. She loves bread. She loves potatoes. She loves pasta. Okay. Pizza dough. She loves pizza. Okay. Now, I don't eat the crust. When I get to the crust, I'm done. Yep. Well, she'll reach over and grab my crust and eat it. Okay. Yep. Well, Vicky's had colon cancer. She's had to have a double mastectomy because of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. When they treated her heart attack a week after her double mastectomy operation, they found a small tumor, pea-sized, stage one early cancer on her lung. She's had to have radiation for that.
Yeah.
And I have never heard a doctor, one of her, none of her oncologists, whether it was colon cancer, breast cancer, or this lung cancer, nobody told her to get the hell away from carbs.
And the worst carb out there is the most pervasive one because, well, actually, and then it's a politically why I found out, is high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, my God. I've been going through the labels and looking at that and trying to get rid of everything.
Yeah, good luck. And the reason why is because we slap a big tax on sugar coming from it's a very political thing behind it. I dug into it a little bit further. With obviously, you have the big corn lobby because they want to sell more corn.
Sure,
you know, it's America. It's what you need to do. But they talked them into slapping a big tariff on sugar at the time was coming out of Cuba or Jamaica or somewhere down there.
Yeah.
So, like, well, hey, we got this other thing that's, you know, better for, you know, it's cheaper and we can make it here, you know. And I'm like, yeah, well, we also grow Michigan. Actually, we grow a lot of sugar here, our sugar beet sugar.
Yes.
So sugar is better than high fructose corn syrup, which still, you know, in moderation. I don't say go completely. I tried that one time. Remember the old Atkins diet?
Yeah,
You had to go 2 weeks.
Been there, done it.
Oh, yep. You had to go 2 weeks with no carbs. I made it a week and a half, and then I'm up in the middle of the night literally eating sugar out of the jar because I had to have something
had to
sweet.
Have it. Yeah.
So the second time I tried it, I didn't do it as bad, and then I went for natural sugars, so I got fruit. I'd have like an apple or something like that.
Well,
that,
a lot of what helped. You're saying has to do with humans, but it also has to do with our animals. And I want to give up the phone number. If you guys want, in my opinion, the best surgeon on animals and also somebody that can understand food and diet and all these things, you got to give Dr. Jeff a call. The phone number is 906-635-5910. Give him a call, schedule an appointment, and take your animals there. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Talk to you next week.
On the Yard News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.